Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We continue to examine the Bible doctrine of election as it comes up in Christ's high priestly prayer. In John chapter 17, and particularly in verse 6, where Christ describes the people of God as those who first belonged to the Father before they were given to the Son. Here are the words in John 17, 6. Christ is praying to the Father, and he says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Here are a group of people who belonged to the Father in some kind of special way, some kind of unique sense in which not all the people, not all of humanity in the universe belongs to the Father, though there is certainly some sense in which everyone belongs to the Father. But here are a group of people who belong to the Father in some way that not all people do belong to the Father. And these have been given by the Father to the Son. And who can these be? Well, they are the ones that are described elsewhere in the Bible as those chosen by the Father, or the elect of God. And this brings us face to face with the Bible doctrine of election. And I have been teaching that doctrine and trying to explain it and trying to deal with some of the misunderstandings and objections that arise to the doctrine of election, and we have come to the objection that this is not fair, that it is somehow unjust, it violates justice. And that's the objection we were dealing with on the broadcast Friday, and we'll take it up there and take it a little bit further on the broadcast today. Now, I'm not going to deal with the obvious fact that justice and fairness are not always necessarily the same thing. Sometimes when we say something is not fair, we are dealing with things from a totally subjective, feeling-oriented standpoint. When we just change the focus slightly from fairness to justice, a lot of times right there the problem clears up. But here in the doctrine of election, there are those who are quite confident that this doctrine violates justice, not only fairness, but justice. And so we need to deal with that. Now, I think one of the best passages in all the Word of God to help us with the concept of what is right, what is just, what is fair, is the parable that Christ told in Matthew chapter 20. And I'm going to take a little bit of time with this because it is so helpful. In fact, I'm going to read the whole thing, though it will take me a little while because it goes 16 verses, Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And here we read, For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder that went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. A penny a day, a denarius a day, was the standard wage for a common laborer. I'm told that Roman soldiers, privates as we would call them, were paid a denarius a day. Common laborers, day laborers, people who were hired a day at a time for common labor, were paid a denarius or a penny a day. So that's what's going on here. So when he agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And, verse 3, he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And he went out about the sixth hour, about the sixth rather, and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and he said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, that were hired about the 11th hour, they received, every man, a penny, a denarius. But when they came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received, every man, a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, Thou hast wrought, or these rather, have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us which have borne the burden and heat of the day. Now let's stop right there. Here is a question of fairness. Let's review very quickly. These laborers that are complaining were hired early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. They were hired for a day's work, and the agreement was that they would be paid a denarius, the standard wage for that day. They understood the agreement. They accepted the agreement. The agreement was a fair one, and they accepted it, and they went into the fields, into the vineyard, expecting to work for a day and to receive a denarius for their day's work. Now, when the Lord hired other people later on in the day, some at 9 o'clock, some at 12 o'clock, some at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and some even at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, who only worked 1 hour from 5 to 6, he didn't specify how much they should receive. He just told them that they would be paid what was right. And so they went into the field working, expecting something probably less than a denarius, knowing that the denarius was the standard wage, but grateful for an opportunity to earn anything, they worked and trusted the owner to pay them what was just, presumably an appropriate proportion of a denarius. If they worked half a day, half a denarius and so forth. But to their surprise, when they were called at the end of the day and he lined up the workers and he began to pay them, starting at the last, the ones who had been hired at 5 in the afternoon, everybody received a denarius. The people who worked 1 hour received a denarius. The people who worked 3 hours received a denarius. 6 hours, a denarius. 9 hours, a denarius. And he came to the first people who had worked 12 hours all day, and guess what? They too received a denarius. And they complained. They said, That's not fair. It's not fair that you should pay us the same. They expected to receive more because they'd worked longer and harder. They borne the heat of the day. That's not fair, they said. The same complaint that is often made regarding the doctrine of election, that God should choose some and show mercy on some that he doesn't show upon others. That's not fair. But let's notice how the Lord wraps up this parable, because he's teaching something very important from it. Verse 13, But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Now, there's several questions here and several concepts here, and we have to get them all. But the first thing is, there is no injustice. Friend, I do thee no wrong. Why? Because he received what he agreed upon. He received what was the standard wage. He received what was just. He received what was fair by an objective standard. If the other people hadn't been in the picture, then he wouldn't even have questioned. None of these people would have questioned whether what they had received was fair or not. They were hired at the beginning of the day, hired for a day's work, promised a day's wage. They received the day's wage, exactly what they'd been promised. What's unfair about that? They got what was right. They got what they agreed upon. They got what was the standard wage. They got everything about it is absolutely fair, absolutely just when considered from an objective standpoint. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that instead of thinking about it from an objective standpoint and concentrating on the fact that they received exactly what they had been promised and what was considered to be right and just and fair in the commerce of that day, instead of concentrating upon that, they were looking over their shoulder at the other people and comparing what they received with them. And they thought in comparison with others, they should have received more. But, friend, I do thee no wrong. There is no injustice here. Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. And then this question in verse 15, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Now there's the heart of the issue. Is it all right for the master to give away some of what belongs to him if he wants to? In other words, yes, it's true that those who worked, say, half the day only earned and deserved half a denarius. That would have been fair and just and properly understood in the commercial terms of that day and what they no doubt expected. If he'd paid them less than that, they would have had a complaint. Wait a minute, we worked half a day. The standard wage is a denarius for a day. We should have received half a denarius. If he'd paid them less than that, they could have complained, and justly so. But instead, what he did was paid them more. He chose to be good to them. He paid them on the basis of his love, his compassion, his concern, and taking into consideration their need. Yes, they didn't earn a whole denarius, but they need it for their family. So, I choose to be good. I choose to give away some of what belongs to me. So, in the instance of the people who were hired at 5 o'clock, I chose to be exceedingly generous. In the instance of those who were hired at 3 o'clock, I chose to be generous, but not quite as generous. Those hired at 12 o'clock, I chose to be generous, but not as generous as to the other two. 9 o'clock in the morning, I chose to be generous to them. I gave them a fourth more than what they were due. And those who were hired at 6 o'clock in the morning, I chose to be just, not to show any generosity, but there is no injustice. That's the point. There's no injustice. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? That's an important question. And then the next question, is thine eye evil because I am good? Are you malicious? Are you sinful? Are you spiteful? Are you jealous? Are you out of sorts? Are you cranky? Are you accusing him of being unfair? Because he has been good. Because he has been generous. That's the problem. They are being evil. They are being rancorous. They are complaining. For what reason? Because he was unjust to them? No. Because he was good to somebody else. And dear friends, we've got to be able to sort this out. When it comes to the doctrine of election, what does every son of Adam deserve? Eternal condemnation. If God chooses to be good to some, to show mercy on some, so they don't receive exactly what they deserve, why should we complain about that? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Isn't it lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Now this is the true picture. And we've got to get things straight. We've got to understand what's what. And so I'll have to take it up again tomorrow. Please join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.